Hello from the BBC. I'm Pete Ross with a roundup of the latest developments in the war in Ukraine. The president of Ukraine has been to visit an area outside Kyiv today where reporters have found what may be evidence of war crimes against Ukrainian civilians by Russian forces. Images of civilian bodies in the streets of Bucha near Kyiv have led to a further outpouring of international condemnation. Ukraine says it's recovered more than 400 bodies from areas around Kyiv that were occupied by Russian forces. Some of the victims had their hands behind their backs. The Kremlin denies the claims that Russian soldiers were responsible and has accused Ukraine of falsifying the images for the Western media. Our correspondent Jeremy Bowen has visited towns outside Kyiv from where Russian forces have recently left. In one, he met this Ukrainian woman who told him that Russian troops had killed her only son, Alexei.
My son was young, 27 years old. He wanted to stay alive.
Irina Kostenko saw the Russians kill her son, Alexei. Irina is distressed there was no priest and no coffin. Most of all, she dreads the future without him. 5 weeks of war, but it only takes a moment to destroy a family. The injustice of all of this, the savagery of it, the cruelty is, well, it's hard to grasp, but also what's terrible is that it's been repeated so many times to so many people in this country in the last 5 weeks.
The French President Emmanuel Macron says there are clear indications Russian forces have committed war crimes, particularly in areas they occupied near Kyiv. He's calling for further sanctions targeting Russian coal and oil. Germany, which relies heavily on Russian gas, says it's working towards an embargo on Russian energy but won't act immediately. Poland says the killings should be classified as genocide. Hugh Williamson, who's the Europe and Central Asia Director at Human Rights Watch, has been telling us how investigators go about collecting information about alleged war crimes while a conflict is still being fought.
We have teams in Ukraine, on the borders of Ukraine, doing in-person interviews and remote interviews via telephone and other ways to gather information. We obviously have close contacts. We've been working on Ukraine for 30 years. We work with local human rights organizations. So we build up a network of contacts and trusted sources to gather information. When an incident happens, we follow that up and we try to build up a network of evidence.
Meanwhile, opinion polls among Russians themselves seem to be generally supportive of President Putin and what he calls the special military operation in Ukraine. But doubt has been cast on those polls since Russia has no functioning political opposition and hardly any free media. A former Russian soldier has told the BBC that he and many others do not support this war.
This war is not in my name and not in the name of millions of other Russian people. I am ready to be asked and I will refuse. I believe that my country is not fighting Nazis but the people of Ukraine. And I better end up in jail than kill my Ukrainian brothers and sisters.
While some Russian troops have withdrawn from areas near Kyiv and other parts of the north of the country, attacks are continuing in the south and east. Dr. Jack Watling is a British defence and security expert. He points to the Russians now targeting the southern port city of Odessa.
Although not a land attack, and I don't think the Russians have enough soldiers in that area to be able to advance on Odessa, so this is more harassing fire and strikes than an intent to conduct an offensive in that direction.
Meanwhile, the Red Cross says its teams have still been unable to reach Mariupol, another southern port city. Mariupol, of course, has headlined for weeks, heavily besieged by Russian troops. Aid agencies have mounted various missions to send food in and evacuate civilians out, but often in vain. We're also getting information about an apparent attack on Ukraine's second city, Kharkiv, in the northeast. Maria Avdiva is a research director at the European Expert Association, an NGO that delivers analysis on Ukraine.
There are some areas that were heavily shelled for weeks now and people left them and they are abandoned and empty. But this area where this new attack happened, it was a populated area and people were still living there. And yesterday was a Sunday, so I suppose that many people were outside going to the shops or somewhere, so they were on the streets, and this area at this moment was bombarded, and this is an act of terrorizing civilians, direct act.
Those are the latest developments on day 40 of Russia's invasion. I'm Pete Ross at the BBC.